Yeah, well, almost no matter what happens here, for the people who are new, you go home with this sense of having had a really good time. Last year, Tony and I locked ourselves out of our hotel, or out of our room at Bucksteep, and spent Friday night in the car. I don't know if anybody remembers how cold Friday night was, but we slept in the car that night. And then Saturday night, leaving the Sing, I managed to fall down the stairs of the dining room and land on my face on the concrete and gravel below. Broke my nose, fractured my cheekbone, got a concussion. I've since had surgery on my shoulder and my knee twice to fix all that. And about 6 months later, I ran into a friend who I hadn't seen. And said, he said, "How was the squeeze in?" I said, "Great." I mean, it must be like childbirth, you forget. Yes, yes, well.
Well, I can't match Lynn's story, but the first time Keith and I came to the squeeze-in must be 10 years ago at least. We didn't read the fine print about those cabins at Bucksteep Manor, that they were minimal shelters, and a hurricane had blown up the East Coast the night before, and there was no glass in the windows, and the rain had rained in all over the mattresses, which had garbage bags on top of them. The wind blew and we froze to death. But I had so much fun. I started grinning the minute I came in, and I think the smile never left my face the whole weekend. It was just fabulous. And oh, our transmission blew out on the way home. So. And it was, squeezing was great.